Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How might inflation affect your medical costs 20 years from now? You know, even a brief period of inflationary pressure will more than likely have a long-term impact on your healthcare costs. There's a new study out from HealthView Services, which is a leading provider of retirement healthcare cost data, and it says that current and future retirees should expect healthcare costs to claim an even bigger part of your budget. So I know those of you that are retired or getting ready to draw Social Security or drawing Social Security were pleased with the 5.9% cost of living adjustment, but then probably pretty shocked to see Medicare premiums increase by 15% for the same period. And the principal driver of escalating medical expenses is healthcare inflation. So here's the concern. Healthcare costs are also going up rapidly, just like inflation is. Typically, healthcare costs go up at about a rate double the inflation rate, and that's what's happened in the last year. Inflation's, they're up about 15%. And see, the problem is, while other areas in our economy, like, for example, gas prices, food prices, you know, they can go way up, but then they can reset back down a little. With medical inflation, historically, it has not happened that way. When they go up, they stay up and then increase from there. So if we have a couple of years at 15% inflation for medical expenses, then that resets the number higher, quite a bit higher. And even if it comes back down, it then goes, if inflation number comes back down, it's still increasing costs from that new baseline, if that makes sense. So what this means is, you know, the average 65-year-old needed up until now, would spend close to about $290,000 over your remaining lifetime in medical costs. Now that's to pay for your Medicare premiums and any out-of-pocket costs, so $290,000. Just in the last year, that has increased to $340,000. So it's gone up by $50,000 over the course of your lifetime. So what that means is, as has been mentioned in this study, is that healthcare costs are likely to become a bigger and bigger part of your budget. You provide for that, you plan for that with your income plan. Your income plan, how you provide structured and stable income in the short term that doesn't depend on stock market conditions in the short term, but yet can provide you growth of income in the long term, to fight inflation and to fight medical costs, that becomes even more important in your income plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.